Beginning 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. For the last week of February 2004, this is the Rain Report. Did you know that RainReport.com now receives more than 200,000 hits per month with more than 10,000 unique visits each month? Banner ad sales is the most effective way to both support the Rain Report and to promote whatever you've got. See the opening screen of RainReport.com for details. Hamvention, the hamfest of all hamfests, is scheduled to be held the weekend of May 15, 2004 in suburban Dayton, Ohio. Hamvention is taking a more traditional approach this year under the watchful eye of Gary DeCombs, N8EMO. This week we conclude Hap Holly's interview with Gary, who happens to be this year's general chair.
In previous years, flea market spaces have been at a premium this late in the winter. What's the status this year?
Well, to talk about all of the different items, inside exhibits is about 65% sold out. We believe that that's slightly ahead of last year and that requests that we're getting for spaces is very, very vigorous. With Flea Market, we're recompiling the database to compile and put together all the booth spaces and the people. We're basically reinventing that piece of information, and Tom Holmes, who's handling that, has indicated to me that the rate of renewal is very positive and that he feels that we're probably going to sell out and that we're probably slightly ahead of last year. One of the things that we think is a positive, of course, last year we were still reacting from 9/11 and then the Iraq war, as well as the price of gas going up. This year, the economy is coming back. We're seeing indications that things are much healthier. So we're very, very encouraged that the show is going to be even larger and better than last year. Advanced registration looks very, very good. We really think that we'll do very well.
For the first timer, what does it cost to have a flea market space?
There is a graduated cost process. There are dates, and the number of spaces that you buy changes. Now, a lot of people will say, well, why does it cost me more if I buy more than two? Well, the committee that I've got together, we have always felt that the little guy that can only afford to buy one booth space should get a little bit better break than somebody that may be a company that is buying a whole bunch of them. We want to make sure that it's economically possible for Joe Ham, regular guy selling out of the back of his truck, which is what the flea market is all about, to have the opportunity to get a shot to come in there. Then we have large companies that come in and will buy six, seven, eight or more spaces altogether, so their price actually is increased. That price structure starts at $70 per space, and it goes up from there, but I would ask everybody to go to our website and you'll see the different pricing structures right there.
Have you been able to hold the line on the cost for exhibitors this year?
Yes, we've maintained the same pricing that we had last year. I did not want to see any kind of an increase in pricing this year. I want to build this back to a show that everybody wants to come and see, and we ask for everybody to put the word out that Hamvention really wants you here, and we're going to do everything we can and bend over backwards to make your stay very positive and very enjoyable.
The program guide has always been a major expense for Hamvention and has only been available in the last couple of years on a paid basis.
We will not charge for the program this year. It will be free to the attendees with a ticket. We are putting that together now. There's still time for people to advertise into that, and you can go to our website and contact our program and advertising chairman. You can provide whatever kind of print or files you want, and you can work the details on the cost. We try to break even on the program, but we decided to go back to having it associated with the cost of the tickets and general admission. Quite frankly, having people pay extra to buy the program was something that I personally felt was not appropriate, and my team all agrees with that, as does the board. And of course, we've heard many comments from organizations across the United States, and I've heard that message very loud and clear, so we will not charge for the program. It will be free.
Any changes in the facilities at the Hera Arena? And as a related question, is Hamvention going to stay there for a while?
As far as any changes at Hera, there's not been any building additions or room additions or any changing. We will be using, and I say we, I mean Hamvention staff, We will be using more of their facilities. You will not see the trailers out in front that you've seen before, the big white trailers and the one in the back. We will be trying to be more economical and not going out and renting such facilities, so that in turn will allow us the opportunity to hold our ticket prices as the best possible way we can. My personal goal and the goal of all the volunteers is to maintain the show in Dayton, Ohio. This is where it started. We would love to have it stay here. The plans that we have now is to continue to go in that direction. What we need to do as a volunteer team is work smarter and harder and more efficiently, make the dollars squeal so that the cost to the attendees and the flea marketers and the exhibitors stay reasonable. There's not an effort for us to move the show out of Dayton. There have been questions, quite frankly, from exhibitors and others about wanting to move to newer, nicer facilities, but there are significant costs associated with that, and it's our goal to keep this show a volunteer show because, quite frankly, we can do it better and more economically than if we went to a professional, larger venue. It would be difficult to have a larger venue here in Dayton.
You're listening to an interview with Hamvention 2004 General Chair Gary DeCombs, N8EMO. Hap Holly, KC9RP, will conclude his talk with Gary in a moment. This is the Rain Report.
You're listening to RainReport.com, the only authorized internet source for rain audio.
One thing missing from the Hamvention specifically last year was alternate activities for non-hams and for ladies.
We have a little problem with that, and that is because many of the local schools that we have heretofore used for the purpose of utilizing their facilities so that alternate activities, there's been a number of state of Ohio changes and school board changes that no longer allows us to have those kinds of facilities available. So although we're looking at this particular point, we don't have anything firm down that we would actually be able to provide that, but we are looking for that for future shows if we can find venues that are convenient and would be available for and of interest to the XYLs and non-hams that would come in and be interested in alternate activities.
Couldn't you still have your progressive lunch like they had a couple of years ago?
That is something that we're looking at, but again, I don't believe we'll be able to do that this year, but we will be looking at that for next year.
As you and I speak here on Valentine's weekend, should all the paid exhibitors and the organizations that Hamvention kindly provides space for receive their paperwork?
We had a significant number of people who renewed at last year's show, and that paperwork we are disseminating now. And then we just last week mailed out exhibitor packets to only those exhibitors that did not renew and have not responded previously. So that material is in the hands of, by now, of all of the exhibitors that would like to come back. We are getting requests every day of people that are new companies, fledgling companies that want to get in. But we always give the returning exhibitor the first opportunity to renew. So all those people should have already received their packets. If those individuals that are listening to this report have not received anything, again, I would encourage you from an expedient standpoint to go to our website and you can get all that information and you can do your renewal or make your application right there online, and that is for exhibits, flea market, and you can also do advanced registration there.
There have been banquets in the past. What plans are there this year for a banquet or a reception of that type?
Well, Hap, the major force behind why the banquet was dropped was simply the cost. The cost that we were incurring by the various venues that we were using continued to go up, and of course we had to pass that on to the attendees. It just got to the point where the costs were beyond what they were capable and felt comfortable in supporting. So we made a significant change last year to have it basically after the show, but right there on site. I personally intended that, and although I think the concept idea was a worthy effort, We need to tweak that. So what we're doing this year is we will be having the award ceremony. It will not be a banquet. An award ceremony that will be held on Saturday in the afternoon right at Hare Arena. Not down on the floor, mind you, but over in a couple of what you would call the conference rooms, and we're still putting the details together, so I can't give you specifics exactly where they'll be. But that will allow hams that are actually there at the show during the day to be able to come to this presentation and ceremony just like they would any forum. We will have the usual high level of prestige associated with the presentation, and it will allow people to come in and observe. We'll also have news media there, and I think that it will bring back the pomp and circumstance, if you will, of what the award ceremony is all about, and that we honor those individuals who are the recipients of the award. And I just, as well as my team, believe that it will be much better received because it'll be right during the show. It won't have to be afterwards. If we were to have it somewhere else, that would mean people would have to leave and come back to the show. And we just think this is the best way to do it.
A link to the Hamvention 2004 website will be found on RAIN's site's mention page at www.rainreport.com. I've been speaking today with Gary DeCombs, N8EMO, the general chair for Hamvention 2004, whose theme will be Year of the Contact. For the RAIN Report, I'm Hap Holly, KCNRP, in Chicago.
For the 16th consecutive year, the RAIN Report will be holding forth at Hamvention 2004, sharing its booth with the Amateur Radio Newsline and the 160-meter Gateway Radio Newsletter. More details as we get closer to showtime. The RAIN Report is copyright 2004, RAIN, all rights reserved. Now for RAIN's founder-producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN, bidding you a very 73 from all of us at RAIN, the Radio Amateur Information Network.